Now, in subsequent sessions, we will be looking at various applications of nonviolent communication in our lives. For example, in session 2, I will be describing how nonviolent communication helps us to stay conscious of how we choose to live and to how we can liberate ourselves from any cultural indoctrination that interferes with our living moment by moment in harmony with values of our own choosing. In other words, that session will show us how to live the life within ourselves that mirrors the kind of world we want to live in. If we're not able to live within ourselves in a way that we choose, it will be very difficult for us to contribute to creating an outside world that is acting in harmony with our values. In session 3, I will be describing how nonviolent communication supports us to be honest with each other without any criticism, without any blame, without insulting. So how we can be honest by revealing what's alive in us and what would make life more wonderful, but without ever using any criticism or demands. In session 4, we'll be looking at how to empathically connect with other people's messages. Now, by empathic connection, I'll be referring to how do we see what's alive in other people and what would make their life more wonderful. How do we connect with them in that way, regardless of how they communicate? That's one of the things that people value very much about nonviolent communication. It doesn't require the other person's cooperation for us to reach this connection where everybody's needs can get met through compassionate giving. Our ability to hear what's alive in people and what would make life more wonderful for them, regardless of how they communicate, greatly opens up the possibilities that we can resolve any conflict without violence. In session 5, we'll be looking at how nonviolent communication supports our ability to get our needs for love met in intimate relationships. In session 6, we'll be looking at how we experience authority and how we exercise authority, and how we do this by seeing people in authority as offerers of nurturing, not as controllers. And we will see how this applies in our role as parents, our role as teachers, as managers, or in any role in which we are defined as some kind of authority. In session 7, I'll be showing how nonviolent communication can contribute to healing, emotional healing. And we'll see how each of us has the power to contribute to each other's healing when we can engage in empathic connection and honest expression. We'll also see in session 7 how nonviolent communication can assist when we are mediating between other people's conflicts, either whether we've been invited to do that or when we are present and can offer mediation skills without people even being aware that we're doing it. And we'll also see how nonviolent communication can support us in helping bring about reconciliation between groups in pain with each other, whether these groups are within the family, the business place, or of different groups within warring countries. In session 8, I'll be describing how nonviolent communication can support us in our social change efforts. We need to not only know how to influence individuals who are behaving in ways we don't like, we need to also know how to do all of the transformation that's necessary for social change to take place. And that means that it's not just individuals that we need to know how to transform, but groups of individuals, whether these groups call themselves gangs, whether these groups call themselves corporations, governments. We'll look in that session on how nonviolent communication can support us in social change. And in session 9, we will look at how to keep the energy and the consciousness that nonviolent communication requires. And we'll see the role of celebration and gratitude in giving us the energy that it takes to sustain a compassionate life in a world that often makes that quite a challenge. People who have studied nonviolent communication with us usually have two things to say about it. First, they say how simple it is, because it basically focuses on these two questions that I described. What's alive in us? And what would make life more wonderful? And to hear that same information in others, what's alive in them and what would make life more wonderful for them. So people say how simple this is. At the same time, they say how difficult it is. Now, how can something be so simple and so difficult? Well, it is simple. Nonviolent communication is a more natural way of being. It simply says, let's stay connected to life, the life within us. Like any other form of life, whether it be a tree or animals, life requires being connected enough to life to know how to fulfill our needs. So, in that sense, nonviolent communication is a very simple process. But the second thing that people say about it is how difficult it can be. And the reason that it's so difficult is that it requires liberating ourselves from centuries of education that have buried what's alive in us behind cultural education that is designed to make us nice, dead people, not compassionate, living people. So I look forward in our subsequent sessions to seeing how we can connect with nonviolent communication in a way that helps us to live our lives more fully.
This concludes session 1 of the Nonviolent Communication Training Course with Marshall Rosenberg. Our program continues with session 2.